clinics that dispense RU486 would be required to have the same facilities as a surgical abortion center, including access to anesthesia, surgical equipment, and specific door and room sizes. Any physicians or facilities that do not typically dispense RU486 would be exempt. Evansville Republican Senator Vanita Becker says the bill will make it harder for women to safely access abortion-inducing drugs.
All this bill's going to do is to encourage low-income women to go to the internet. That way there won't be any type of follow-up care for them if they have a crisis.
Indiana Right to Life Legislative Director Sue Swayze says that's not the goal of the bill. She says what she wants is the best reproductive care for Hoosier women.
What I heard in there was she might go over the border, she might go on the internet, religious freedom, etc. We'd rather have lower standards than let her do those other things. So in other words, I don't hear, yes, we will adhere to higher standards.
Supporters and opponents of the bill say they know of only one Indiana facility that would be affected, a Planned Parenthood clinic in Lafayette. But Swayze says with the use of RU486 increasing, the bill would ensure more clinics don't dispense the drug without the proper facilities. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.